So today's topic is joy and tranquility through the breath. And first, I just want to say a little bit about joy and tranquility. And these are, of course, very pleasant mind states, also wholesome. And they can come about through meditation practice. However, we want to acknowledge that some people find them quite elusive, and I hope I'm not getting in trouble for stating them explicitly, as if they're expected or even inevitable, or somehow putting too much focus on them, as if there's going to be, pressure to achieve joy and tranquility today. That will be a sure route not to be able to do that. So I'm thinking of these more like possibilities that can happen somewhat naturally when we open to experience and have the right relationship to experience. So there's a way that we can have a way of being, let's say, that aligns with tranquility and joy and that brings them into focus and clarifies them. So using the breath on the cushion provides a rather direct path to engaging with joy and tranquility. And then we can see how that gets brought into other activities, because you'll be doing other things during the day, also walking, preparing meals, and maybe other things. So, we'll get our bearings on the cushion and then see what can happen off the cushion also. Sometimes people think that joy and tranquility sound like they're rather different states of mind. Are they even compatible in a sense? So we're talking here about spiritual joy, which works differently from more ordinary joy, like the joy of being happy that we're having a wonderful pizza for lunch. This kind of joy. Actually, spiritual joy tends naturally toward calming down rather than ramping up and getting more and more excited. So we have joy tending toward tranquility. Tranquility itself can be bodily or it can be mental. And I think we've probably all experienced those as somewhat different facets of tranquility. Maybe you've had times when your body was agitated, but you were just resting with that calmly, mindfully. You could feel how agitated you were, but there was a way in which you could be with it. I think it's maybe not so easy to have a lot of one kind of tranquility and very little of the other. Bodily and mental calmness do tend to go together, but they are different dimensions of experience. I wanted to draw that out, and we'll see that as we meditate. In practice, joy and tranquility interweave. So, some degree of initial bodily tranquility does lead to a feeling of internal happiness or joy, which helps calm the mind. And then that induces an even deeper happiness. So, we're kind of setting up a positive feedback loop, if that makes sense. And we may also discover that joy and calm can coexist with things like physical pain and even some emotional pain. The spiritual forms of joy and calm are not totally dependent on conditions being comfortable or perfect. I hope that's something also that we may discover today. I know the conditions for online retreat are a little bit up in the air. You never know what will happen. And so, there will be ways that we can work with the things that come up during the day and still feel, oh yeah, there's still joy and calm even with this. There's a wonderful quote that I like from Indira Gandhi, actually. We must learn to be still in the midst of activity and to be vibrantly alive in repose. So, still in the midst of activity and vibrantly alive, which to me has a component of joy to it, vibrantly alive in repose. So, this shows somewhat how joy and tranquility can go together, and they're not really from completely different realms. So, today, is a day of embodied practice. In sitting, we'll be focusing on the breath. And that might be a type of meditation that you're already very familiar with, breath meditation, or maybe not. Maybe it's something relatively new for you. And either of those is fine, or everything in between. Even though the calm and happiness that we're uncovering can be quite easeful, there is also the need to put in some effort. So maybe a nice image is something like riding a bike or a skateboard, where you pedal or push for a little while, not too hard, but you have to do it. And then you can coast for a little bit, but then maybe you'll have to pedal again at some point. So this weaving in and out of applying some effort, of bringing ourselves really to the practice wholeheartedly and not allowing distractions, and then riding that, allowing that to that ease to pervade the body and the mind. And then maybe at some point it will fade and we'll again put in some effort. So to practice in an embodied way is to allow the whole body to partake of the practice. So not letting our mind get ahead of the body or out of the body. Keep your mind and body together today if you can. I think you'll find that that makes the practice go more smoothly. So, let's see. All right. I think we can go ahead and get started then with our sitting. So please find the posture that you'll be using for this session for sitting. I say sitting, but you may literally be sitting or you may be lying down. It's also okay to meditate standing. So finding your comfortable, upright, or at least straight-spined posture and settling into that. If it's comfortable for you to do so, I really encourage you to close your eyes. That allows the attention to be really brought more inward. Beginning by simply feeling the body and the posture that it's in, perhaps sitting, and just sensing kind of the shape, the general form of the body. Bringing attention to the contact points where you're sitting or being held up. Perhaps feeling your seat against the chair or the cushion or the bench or the bed. And feeling a sense of groundedness, stability, support. And then allowing yourself to be supported. We're being held up by what we're sitting on and by the building that we're in and ultimately by the earth. Perhaps taking a long, slow, deep breath. And on the exhale, filling in your posture a little bit more. Softening any areas that can be softened. Perhaps the face. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. The jaw. Softening down through the throat area. Collarbones and shoulders. And the method for doing this is really to invite ease. We can't real relaxation, but we can invite softening and ease. Some tension is optional and some is not so optional. And softening down through the heart area, the chest. Maybe sensing the rib cage and letting that open. Down to the belly area. Letting the attention sink down deep into the belly. Lowering the abdomen, feeling into the hip joints. The groin muscles softening farther into what you're sitting on. Into the thighs. And all the way down through the calves and the ankles and the feet. And expanding attention to the body in general, just with a sense of wholeness. Perhaps taking a moment to bring to mind your inspiration for practice or your intention or motivation or aspiration for today. Nothing complex, just a simple inclining toward that interest and inspiration in the heart for practice today. And it's natural that as humans, we have various concerns and duties and responsibilities that we're thinking about in the background. And perhaps we can just gently leave those at the door, maybe the door to our meditation room. There's no need for them during this time of sitting. We'll definitely get back to them. But for now, a kind of a willingness to let our concerns just rest. And opening the mind to the beautiful quality of mindfulness, bringing the mind right into the present moment. Mindfulness is very simple. It's just an opening to what's here in an accepting way. The invitation is to turn the attention specifically to the activity, the process of breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. You may have a habitual way of relating to the breath at a certain place, for example. And that's all right. But if it's of interest, I would invite feeling the breath in the whole body. Of course, the physical breath is in the lungs. there's a way that the breath is a whole body process. Seeing if you can touch into sensations of breathing. Is there a way that the simple sensations of the breath are present even in the lower belly, maybe even in the legs and arms, the head? We may feel the breath as a kind of energy. Perhaps it helps draw us down out of the head into a fuller occupation of the body. Like we might gently lower down into water. We can feel how the breath has a flow of energy to it with certain qualities, kind of elemental qualities, a simple feeling of movement. The in-breath and the out-breath are different movements. There's a temperature, maybe somewhat cool on the way in and a little warmer on the way out. The movement of the breath into the body highlights that some parts of the body are more solid. The spine, for example. Some parts are softer. The breath flows around that the way air or water can flow through a space with objects. So in one way of seeing the breath is a kaleidoscope of various sensations. That we can be interested in. And in another way, the breath is very simple. It's just a rhythm in the background. a rhythm for our mindful awareness. At times we may encounter something that feels like a knot in our mind-body system. These are actually named in the Buddhist teachings as knots. These are okay. They're not something to take on in an adversarial way. It's more like we just make room. Allow the breath to flow through any tight spots if possible, or just around, making space. If you find that the mind has wandered away, has picked up a thought or something else and has lost contact with the breath and the body, then it's simply a matter of reopening, reconnecting with these simple sensations that are always waiting. Feeling again the flow of the breath in and out. Available in kaleidoscopic detail and as a simple rhythm. As we gently stay with the flow of the breath, we may sense the body growing more tranquil and just allowing that process to happen, letting any extra tension just drop off, feeling any sense of rest that emerges from that. And if the body is not at ease, that's also fine. Continue to bring a sense of mental ease to the flow of the breath. As we begin to sense some degree of softening, ease in the body, we can allow that to be distributed by the breath. Let it flow like a gas throughout the body. There can be a slight sense of refreshment from the spreading of bodily tranquility. Which we can tap into, inviting some uplift, opening to the possibility of something that could be called joy. It might be quite subtle, like the slight smile we see on the Buddha, it might not be there at all. Or it might be strong, like an opening of energy. It's all fine. Often, joy manifests first in the body. Could be a sense of tingling or a flow of heat. It might be a continuous feeling or more like waves of sensation. Sometimes the body hairs stand on end. So opening to the possibility of joy. Another dimension of joy that's often available is that there's a subtle joy that comes from simply from being in the present moment, from having mindfulness. Even if experience is unpleasant right now, there can be this contentment with knowing that we're here in the present moment with it. Better than being lost. So a sense of joy simply in presence. Breathing in and out. Letting the body be at ease, letting the mind be as content as it can. And as we open to and invite ease in the body and joy in the mind, it can feel natural to unhook a bit from the mental activities that normally engage the mind. Various thoughts, commentary, we can just release them . They don't need to be suppressed or ended. If we just unhook, so that it's like watching puppies roll around on the grass playing. We don't need to get into that. We can just watch. We can let the breath flow through even the space of the mind, just flowing around the various thoughts and activities. letting them naturally calm. Bringing a deeper sense of happiness, mental tranquility, even if it's only a little bit. Inviting a fullness of well-being, or peace, or ease. As the background or foundation, even if there's any physical pain or other mental activities, they kind of exist within this medium of the well-being of breathing in the body. So we're feeling into the wholeness of the breath as an energetic experience. And this helps to refresh and connect the body and the mind. And there's a natural calming that comes from the simple rhythm of breathing. So we maybe begin with just feeling the breath in the body, inviting any sense of ease or calming and helping to spread that through. And then there's a natural joy that comes when the mind is a little bit more gathered, a little bit more organized around just a few experiences like this sensation of breath and the body sitting. You can even invite a sense of spiritual joy through a putting a slight smile on your face if you want, that can help actually. Or you may feel it in your hands. That's also another common place to connect with joy. The Pali word is piti. And just see if that can permeate the being. And even if this kind of joy is not so immediately available, because it isn't always, we do have the joy of being mindful, the simple, subtle joy of presence. That's always possible, actually, when we're aware. So we have a playing off of the joy and the tranquility, because then as the mind feels a little bit of, even just a little bit now, spiritual joy, then there's a natural wanting to calm the mental activity, wanting to soften the thoughts, not because we have to get rid of them or there's anything wrong with them, but simply because they begin to look like children or puppies playing, and they're fine. They're fine. We can just be with them, and eventually, they'll to some degree settle down also. It's not a totally linear process. It can be that we get settled for a while and then something comes up and the heart feels quiet enough and it's ready to show us something. That's normal. But we have these tools for being with things, opening to the breath, feeling it in the body, bringing our gentle presence of mind, and having a lightness. As we meet experience, so much can be done with these simple mind states. And then we just see what unfolds. It's not really up to us how it will all play out, but we have these tools and this offering of ourselves, our inspiration that's grounding us today. So above all, please enjoy your practice today. That's part of joy, is to enjoy. And we can enjoy it whether it's easy or hard, whether it's familiar or this is maybe the first day long we've ever done. Enjoy it.